Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
lifting hand.
Remembering God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand.
Remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning as we bring to you another great discussion today. For your interest, for your concern, for your involvement. Remember, this is not just our show. This is also your show. And we want to hear from you. So give us some feedback. Whenever you have a question or a concern, a comment, hit that number one button. Hit the number one on your phone, and your number will show up in our studio. We would love to have you join us. Today's discussion will be, in order to stop evil in our lives, people, we must have the will to change. Yes, in order to stop evil in our lives, we must have the will to change. People, our Creator Allah says in His final revelation in the Quran, study past history, and you will see that all evil came to an evil end. And Allah says that today, all evil will soon come to an evil end. Allah has all power, and Allah says in the Quran that His divine goodness will soon prevail over all evil on this earth. Each day that Allah gives us, people, is for turning our life away from evil and coming back to all of Allah's goodness. But we must have the will and desire to do this, because Allah says He will never change the evil conditions of a people until they first change the evil that is in their heart. Allah makes the human heart all good. Today, most people want to find pleasure in evil, and most people will not sincerely try to find satisfaction and pleasure in the goodness of Allah. So, most people go from evil to another evil. Allah says in His book of all truth, the Quran, that the end of evil is evil, and the end of good is good. And finally, Allah says in His clear book, the Quran, that hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. Yes, people, so you can see, we are having a wonderful discussion here today, and this discussion is about who self, yes. Before we can reach and help anyone else, but we first have to clean up ourselves. Get us together. Remove the evil in us. Remove what is wrong. Remove that is also a part of the problem in us. And now, people, we want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. And we thank you for joining us this morning. As you can see, we have a powerful discussion here, and we have some wonderful guests to also join us. So now, without any further delay, I'm going to give to you Imam Shahid Shabbat. As-salamu alaykum.
Excuse me. Excuse me, audience. Wa alaykum salam. Thank you all for participating today in this wonderful program of the reality of the Creator. That is the problem in the world today. Most people don't know the reality of the Creator from worshiping the things He created. They have made the things He created their reality, and they have forgot. They have been miseducated and misled to believe that what they see is believing. Don't believe what you don't see. Seeing is believing. So when you teach your people that seeing is believing, what you are teaching them, you are teaching them that there is no Creator. You are teaching them there is no Creator. Because what you're teaching them is that what you see, and then they got another theory, what they call the Big Bang Theory, say the so-called scientists and so-called educated minds of this world, the best, say that this world came into existence by a Big Bang. There was a Big Bang, and then everything starts separating the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything. That is ridiculous, absurd, and just outright insane. Everything in the creation is too well ordered to come from a Big Bang. And Almighty Allah said before I open up with prayer, this is prayer, He said, if there had been more than one Creator, more than one Creator of the heavens and earth, you would have seen confusion in the heavens and earth. And this is a good example to use of that. Look in the life of us as people. We see nothing but confusion because I want to be right. You want to be right. What I'm saying is my religion is right. Your religion is wrong. My skin color, I'm white. I'm better than you. You black. You are Arab. You are Pakistani. I'm better than you. You know, so we got all of these divisions in our life that's keeping us separated and keeping us destroying ourselves and each other simply because we're disunited from the only protection that we have and all creation have, and that is our Creator. He's not only our Creator, but He's our sustainer. And anytime you separate from your sustainer, and I'm going to use another allegorical, then you have no protection. It's just like a bridge you're going across. And that bridge take you across to safety. Well, if you burn that bridge down, how you going to get to safety? That's how most people live. Rah, rah. They done turned their backs on their Creator. And so by doing that, they have completely delivered themselves into the power of all evil. People have done that themselves. They can't blame the devil. The devil can't make you do no wrong. You are the one that allow yourself, ungodly, selfish will and desires, not desires, to cause you to do wrong. And Allah, that's why Allah say, the Almighty, He will never change your condition. Why should He? When He made your nature good, Allah made the nature of all human beings good. And Allah say, we, by our own choice, choose to go against our nature and follow our own will and make our nature evil and design the evils of this world. With that said, we will say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata alladhina amta alayhim. We just say it with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. Thee alone do we worship in thine aid. We seek, we ask, and humbly cry physical tears to beg and plead with our Lord Allah to guide us on His straight path and protect us from being of those who we see out here. The majority of people have gone astray from the straight and righteous path of Allah, and they are following the crooked path, beginning with the Muslim, their own crooked path and their own crooked, evil, ungodly ways. Ameen. Ah, yes. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. you'll bear patience with me. I appreciate it. I want to read from the Quran, and at this point, after I read from the Quran, the final revelations of Allah, I want to give way to some guests. We have some beautiful guests, and I want to bring them on as soon as possible. First of all, we seek refuge with Allah, and that's his protection from the evil Satan, the chief arch enemy of all humankind. And we ask Allah to protect us from saying anything in this on this show of our own will, and the Satan too, and let us only speak what he would have us to speak from his divine will. He's all knowing. We know nothing, people. Okay, Allah say in the Quran in Surah 6, Al-Anam, he say in Ayat 125, Surah 6, those whom Allah in Allah's plan willeth to guide, Allah open their heart to Islam. And Allah say those whom in his will, in whom he willeth to leave spread, he maketh their hearts closed to Islam, and so closed and constricted as if they had to climb up to the skies, and that's impossible, people. Thus do Allah heap the penalty on those who refuse to believe in Allah. Allah say in the Quran, this is the way of thy Lord, Allah, lead him straight. Allah have detailed his signs in the Quran and in his creation for those who receive admonition or understanding. Allah say for them will be a home of peace in the presence of their Lord. Allah say he will be their friend because they practice righteousness. Listen at that. Allah don't need no friends, but Allah, he loves people who live a righteous life, and through all this hell we go through down here, that he call you his friend. If you live righteous, practice. He didn't say talk righteousness. He said those who practice righteousness will be his friend. Huh? In heaven. Allah say one day he will gather together and say to all ye assembly of jinns and humans, no, jinns, evil spirits, much taller did ye take of human beings. Their friends among us humankind will say, our Lord, we made profit from each other in our evil, but at last we reached our term which thou didst appoint for us. Allah will say, the fire be your dwelling place. You will dwell therein forever, except as I will. For Allah is the Lord, all wise and all knowing. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. And as you can see, he's coming on strong today, people. So be prepared. Prepare for your comments, your questions. Those of you who are in the audience, push the number one button and let us hear from you. This is your show. And we want to know your concerns. I will bring to you the information that you're searching for and wanting to hear about, want to know about. This is your show, people. Everything we bring to you is the truth because it comes from Allah. But most of you are confused because you're hearing so much other than the truth. As to say, you're mixing the truth with falsehood. And what you think is the truth is falsehood. What you see is falsehood is the truth. So we want to clarify all of that today. And every day Sunday that we come on is for you. And we want you to join us. Ask questions and give comments. And now we have some wonderful guests who's waiting on the show to give us even more information. And the first one is 404-247. 4713. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Abu Hamza from Atlanta, Georgia.
Glad to have you on, brother.
I'm glad to be here. I wanted to speak today on continuation of the last sermon of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says in the Quran, O Prophet, we have sent you as a witness, a bearer of good news, a warner, and as someone who invites people to Allah by his permission and a shining lamp. Give good news to those who have believed in you, that there are great bounties in store for them from Allah. So do not yield to the disbelievers and the hypocrites. Disregard their persecution and put your trust in Allah. For Allah is sufficient for being entrusted with all one's affairs. The meaning of the prophets being a witness is enormous and includes three kinds of evidence. The first type we'll talk about is verbal evidence. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should bear witness to the truth of the realities and principles on which Allah's religion is based, and tell the world plainly that it is the truth, and all that is opposed to it is falsehood. He should not hesitate to rise and proclaim without fear the oneness of Allah, his unity, the existence of the angels, descending down of revelation, the occurrence of life after death, the hell and the heaven, all are realities, even if they appear strange to the whole world, and the people mock the one presenting them or call him a madman. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not hesitate to present to the people the concepts, values, principles, and rules pertaining to morality, civilization, and social life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to him, and reject as wrong all the concepts and ways which are rampant and opposed to them, even if the whole world rejects them as wrong and violates them in practice. And this is what has happened to the nations of people that have been destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disregarded the message that was sent to them, brought, and in many cases they killed him, or they just left him in obscurity, nobody listening to him and calling him names. Similarly, the Prophet should proclaim as lawful what is lawful in Allah's law, even if the whole world regards it as unlawful. And he should proclaim as unlawful whatever is unlawful in Allah's law, even if the world regards it as lawful and pure. The second type of evidence is practical evidence. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his own life should demonstrate all that he has been commissioned to present to the world. His life should be free from every shade of that which he calls evil. So he's not only supposed to talk the talk, but he has to walk the walk his own self, in order to demonstrate to the people that this is something that man can do. And his own character should clearly reflect that which he calls good. He should be the foremost in carrying out what he regards as obligatory, and most cautious in refraining from what he calls sinful. You can't be smoking dope and having indiscriminate sex and call yourself a man of God. Those two just don't mix. He should exert his utmost to implement the style of life which he calls divine. His own character and conduct should bear out how sincere and truthful he is in his invitation. And his own self should be such a model of his teaching that anyone who sees him should know what kind of a man he is by the faith to which he invites the world, what kind of character he wants to instill in the people, and what system of life he wants to establish through himself in the world. The third type of evidence is evidence in the hereafter. When the court of Allah is established in the hereafter, the Prophet shall give evidence to prove that he had conveyed to the people the whole message without making any alterations or changes to what had been entrusted to him, and that he had shown no slackness in making the truth manifest before them by word or by deed. On the basis of this evidence, it will be determined what reward the believers deserve and what punishment the disbelievers deserve. From this, one can get an idea of how great a responsibility Allah had placed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by raising him to the position of witness, and how great the personality had to be worthy of that high position. Evidently, there has been no slackness whatsoever on the part of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the matter of giving evidence with regard to the faith, verbally as well as practically. That is why in the hereafter he would be able to testify that he had made it plain to people, and that is how Allah's argument will be established against them. Otherwise, if Allah forbid, there had been any carelessness on the part of the Prophet ﷺ in providing evidence, he could neither be a witness against them in the hereafter, nor could any case be established against the deniers of the truth. People have tried to give a different interpretation to the word witness. They say that the Holy Prophet ﷺ in the hereafter will bear witness to the acts and deeds of the people. From this, they conclude that the Holy Prophet ﷺ will spy, watching and witnessing the acts of all the people. Otherwise, he could not bear witness. But according to the Quran, this interpretation is absolutely wrong. The Quran tells us that Allah has arranged a different system for recording the acts of the people. For this purpose, his angels are preparing the conduct book of every person. Allah tells us in the Quran, on the day of judgment, we shall seal their mouths, their hands will speak to them, and their feet will testify as to what they had been earning in the world. This is in Surah Yasin. On that day, the stubborn ones who refuse to confess their crimes and will not acknowledge the truthfulness of their conduct book, Allah Azza wa Jal will command them to stop your lying. See what your own limbs have to say about your misdeeds. In this verse, the only evidence to be given is by the hands and the feet, as has been mentioned. But in other places, Allah has said that their eyes, ears, their tongues, and the very skins of their body will tell how they have been busy in the world. In Surah An-Nur, Allah says, those who charge with slander, those believing women who are chaste but simple souls, are accursed in this world and in the hereafter. There is great punishment for them. They should not forget the day when their tongues and their own hands and legs will give testimony to their misdeeds. On that day, Allah will give them the full payment they deserve, and they will realize that Allah is the very truth who makes the truth manifest. A question arises. On the one hand, Allah says, we shall seal their mouth. And on the other, in the verse of Surah An-Nur, he says, their tongues will bear testimony against them. How can these two things be reconciled? The answer is, to seal the mouth means to deprive them of their power of speech. That is, after this, they would not be able to say whatever they like with their tongue. The testimony of their tongues means that their tongue themselves will tell how the wicked people had used them, what blasphemies and lies they had been made to tell, what mischiefs they had invented, and what falsehoods they had been made to say on different occasions. I just want to end with something that was mentioned last week, that the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the people who believed in him, had to change their way of doing things. We have been taught by this world, which is a materialistic, Satan-based world, and we have developed ways of taking care of our business and taking care of things that we're involved in a certain way that is easy for us. But we have to change that, because this is a hard-hearted aspect that most of us have developed in order to be able to be successful in this world. And so we have to change that. And the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was corrected many times in the Quran by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala because of different actions that he had taken to deal with certain circumstances that arose during his prophecy. And Allah sent down different ayah to correct that error in his behavior. And so we have to make some changes too. Because if we always do what we always did, we'll always get what we always got. And that's not what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, and thank you. Thank Allah first, and thank Allah for blessing you to give such a wonderful, clear example of the history of Islam as it was taught, as Islam have been taught by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and not only Prophet Muhammad, but all the prophets and messengers taught the same good morality, moral excellence. And that was so beautiful how you, Allah bless you, to break down on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, resurrection and judgment, how people now, you know, in this world, a majority of people, Muslims, whatever you call yourself, they're in denial. You know, and I was saying earlier, and I'm through, you know, most people fear Allah. What do I mean? Most people feel good. You know, the brother was talking earlier, me and the brother, and we were just saying how most people, beginning with the Muslim, we're supposed to be the leaders for the world in righteousness, in Allah's goodness, and this is his love, mercy, and grace. But Muslims, most of them, they're more concerned about the rituals of Islam than they are the moral foundation of Islam. The foundation of Islam is good morality. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said righteousness is good morality. So we can see that all of the, Allah said he created the whole world and universe for good. And he created everything he created in the heavens and the earth and all between for his righteousness, his goodness and justice. And so everything, the way he created the world, is going to testify on the day of judgment against all of those who didn't follow his goodness, his righteousness, and his justice. But I'm going to read this little section here briefly and then bring on another guest, please, if we have one. It's from the Quran, Surah 2 al-Baqarah. It says here, Allah said, but those people, the Jews and the Christians, who promised to uphold of Allah's divine law from their prophet Moses and Esau, Jesus, he said, their progeny, their followers, were found unworthy of Allah's truth, to represent Allah's truth. He said, their place was taken by new people, looking towards Mecca, the Muslims, a new people with a new messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to bear witness to Allah's moral law and to proclaim the truth of Allah in the Quran and to maintain Allah's symbols of righteousness and goodness and justice and strive and fight for unity in the way of Allah. Now, we want to conclude with this portion here in Surah Al-Baqarah. Just bear patiently with me, if you will. Allah says here, very important, and it's talking about every human being on the planet. Allah said to each individual soul, there's a goal to which Allah turns them. Then Allah says, strive as though we are all in a race towards all that is good. And Allah said, wheresoever we are, Allah said, he will bring us together. For Allah said, he have power over all things. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And as you can see again today, we have another great discussion that we are inviting you to join in with us and give comments. Give comments and questions. Those of you who are in our radio listening audience, just push that number one button. Let us hear from you and hear your comments. We are glad to have you with us, and we want you to know that this is your show. We want you to be involved. So people, what we bring to you is sincerity from the heart. It's from Allah. It's from your Creator. And as people are always running around saying, these are the last days, and there's not going to be any more world, the world's going to be destroyed, so what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it, people? Are you trying to get yourself together? Are you trying to start to reach your creating and come out of this crushing destruction of this world? Most people, as Imam Shaheed Shabazz and other Imam from George Muhammad's day, they are too much, they're trying to be a part of it. They are afraid to present. Creator has lived this life because they pray they won't be approved by the world. They're so busy trying to give out early knowledge. You know, it's no knowledge. That's why they're so confused. Confusion. But they are turning their backs on the truth, real knowledge, the real way to live. We can have peace. We can all enjoy this world. So if you grab the wrong knowledge, you grab the wrong books and start reading and studying, that's what you're going to become a part of. And that's what's going to show itself. But people, our man's are trying hard to reach you and let you know to come out of this world. Come back to the right way, the way of Allah, the way that he has ordained for you. His blueprint for life. That's what you want. Not what man is saying and doing, because as you can see, man is so confused. He says one thing 1 minute and something else the next minute. And then if it goes wrong, he wants to blame you. So people, let's be for real and come together. Unify ourselves in truth. Unify ourselves in righteousness. Unify ourselves in purity. And join together and try to develop and establish the world the way Allah has planned for it to be. And he says it will be done. Yes, there will be heaven on earth, his way of life on earth. And he's bringing that about now, whether we can see it or not. So if you're searching, you must, number one, have a will to change, because you must change. And that will must come from within. First change is from within, from you. Before you can reach anyone else, you have to change yourself. And make sure that you are ready to reach others and help turn them back to the right path. Turn yourself back to the right path first. I don't want to come in any longer. I see right now we have another guest that just came on, so they haven't been able to hear that much of the discussion yet. We're going to let them listen in and hear more of what the conversation is about, what the message is today. Then we'll ask them to comment. Right now, we'll give the floor, as we say, back to Imam Shaheed Shabazz. And I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which comes from every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. And people always invite someone else to join you when you come on the show. Thank you a lot. That is your zakat. You invite others to join you and share. If you believe in what you're saying, if you believe in what's being said on this show, then invite others. If you believe that it's said in your life, it certainly will say theirs too. So always invite them, whether they come or not. Make sure you invite not the one person. And invite them to come on also. And now, Imam Shahid Shabab.
Yes, thank you very much. People, I want to go back to something that Allah blessed me to share with you all just a few months ago. It's very important because, first of all, the Muslim world is this way, the Christian world is this way, and the Jew world is this way. These are the three largest religions in the world, and all other religious people, they're following suit. And all people are following suit, the majority of them. Almighty Allah say this world is a deceiver. Allah also say that the root of all evil is the love of this material world. People, Allah is love, people, and Allah is unseen. So the real world of Allah, people, is what need to be, what people need to be striving for. The world of Allah is eternal. And also Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, peace be upon him, the last prophet of Allah sent to all humankind, said, Allah is beauty. You got a lot of people today talking about, I'm beautiful, I look good. Everything based on the outside, and even the beauty we see in the heavens and the earth, and if you see people that you think is beautiful, that beauty is only a reflection of Allah's beauty that's inside of them. It's not the outside. The real beauty is in the nature of things. It's not what you see. It's in the nature that you don't see, which is the goodness of Allah. Allah created the nature of good and all nature. So the real beauty of this world is not, I repeat, in the things you see. The real beauty is in the unseen world we don't see of Allah all around us all the time. And Allah say this world is a prison for the righteous. And Allah say this world is a paradise for the ungodly people, the foolish people, the people who allow themselves to be fooled to believe that they that this world is real and the things in this world are real. And Allah say, for those who reject faith in his reality, unseen reality, Allah say, these people, they'll go there walking, talking, and breathing air. He say, they are dead and buried in a spiritual grave of ignorance from which they can never come out. So as the sister said, I want you to take a look inside your heart, people, and your souls, and listen to what your heart and soul is saying all the time, because Allah made your heart and soul of his love, and your heart and soul is saying all the time, love, love, love. And I want you to know, in my conclusion, people, only Allah's love in people's heart can stop this evil and wickedness. Evil can only exist in the absence of Allah's truth in the human heart, soul, and mind. This is why Allah say the remembrance of him and his truth in the Quran is the greatest force against evil that we as human beings have in this world. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the elder of the theater, which comes to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank you for joining us. We want you also to participate. Give us some feedback. Let us hear from you. Let us hear what you have to say, what you're thinking. All right, let's see another session up here for a minute now. We'll say to you a little what the discussion today is about. And for those of you who are listening to the radio, listening audience, and who want to come on stage and push that number one button, the discussion today is in order to stop evil in our lives. People, we must have the will to change. Yes. And now let's call this number. Let me see. I believe that person, yes, is gone now. I thought they were here, but some of them will do that. They're probably just listening in, but don't want to say anything. Some will come on, but I'm going to push up for a minute in the studio. But they will go off, not off the air, and it's not off the show necessary. But they will just come out of the studio. And I see again, this number seems to pop up. So let me see here. The number is, I can bring it up. Yes, it's 919-717-2047. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum salam.
Yes, this is Brother Larry. I'm calling out of Durham.
As-salamu alaykum,
Brother Larry. Wa-alaykum as-salam, Brother Shahid, and to the sister and all your listening audience. It's such a pleasure to praise. First of all, I give praise to Almighty God Allah. It is a pleasure to be able to watch the show. I'm very pleased with the job you all are doing. So it's a pleasure to be able to listen to the show, and you know, inshallah, that the word will reach many of us, and you know, and just give us some courage and some hope and some faith, because that's what's needed today with a lot of us out here, a lot of people out in the world. They really need some encouragement and the cultivation of faith and understanding, because I find that you know, people today, a lot of times I see that you know, we move in such a fast time that people don't have a lot of time to spend with you and to deal with you. And, you know, I must be guilty of that myself sometimes. I often say, you know, at my age, I'm too old now to wait on people and things of that nature, you know, waiting till people get their stuff together so they can come along, because at my age, I say I'm too old to wait on somebody. If I come to pick you up, then you better be ready, because I don't have time to wait. And I just want to thank you all for having the patience and the discipline and consistency to continue to reach out to us every you know, every Sunday on Block Talk Radio. So I love to listen to other speakers to give them that tip and you know, and some guidance to you know, some cultivation for knowledge and understanding. So and I hope that anything that I say will be an upliftment and encouragement as well. So assalamu alaikum, and I'll listen a little bit more. I came on a little late, so my pleasure is to listen and try to share, get an understanding, and share that in which I, you know, get an understanding of. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Thank you very much.
Yes, that was our beautiful brother Larry from out of Durham today. Our comment, and we thank a lot for him. He's one of our wonderful supporters. And he tries to come on when he can to give us some support and to help us in reaching you. He's doing his dawah too. This is dawah that we're giving out. We're trying to reach those of you who are seeking the right way, the right path, and want to know the best way to serve your Creator and who He really is. So this is what we are all about. Again, we have another person who's come on, but they haven't been on that long. So We're going to give them a chance, and I'm going to go back to our imam in Georgia. Imam Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, do you have any comments?
I've just been sitting here thinking about the situation that exists in the world today and how, in my case, I made some mistakes early on in my life, and it was mainly because I was suffering under the wrong understanding of what life is all about. I think I mentioned one time before of the lies that we're told from the cradle to the grave. Lies about every single possible thing that we can imagine. And we're told that these lies are white lies. And it's okay to tell white lies and believe in white lies, but don't believe in the black lies, the bad lies. So we start our lives off with lies about Santa Claus. And we're expected to believe that. I mean, even after children are able to walk and talk and understand that daddy and mommy are Santa Claus, we're still expected to believe in that lie. Excuse me, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy. Christopher Columbus discovered America. Maybe Christopher Columbus did discover America for the ignorant Europeans, but the rest of the world knew, the majority of the world knew that the earth was not flat, that it was round, and that on the other side of the planet existed other civilizations and people. But as a part of the cycle of life, we reach learning plateaus where when we're infants, we only understand our immediate surroundings. We learn from our parents. Those are the only people that are in our sphere of experience. And whatever when I was going to college, I lived in Florida. I went to Bethune-Cookman University. And when I first went there, I went to the beach. I didn't know the history of that beach. I didn't know that Daytona Beach was a white beach, and that the black beach was down in New Smyrna Beach, which was about 12 or 15 miles south of Daytona. And that was Mary McLeod Bethune Beach. White people had given her enough money to buy a part of the beach because when she was a girl in the 1940s and 30s and 50s, she couldn't go to the beach because she was black. And so the rich benefactors who supported her and made sure that she was able to start that college gave her money to buy a beach so that the black people could go to and enjoy the beach as well. But it was like 12 or 15 miles away, so you had to have a reliable automobile to get there. But we live in such a divided society, and we're told that the most segregated time in America is at 11 a.m. on Sunday. What happens at 11 a.m. on Sunday? Church. It's important for us to be able to separate truth from untruth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that both of them are not equal. But we don't seem to understand that in our mind. And we're holding on to vestiges of our former life and understanding when we were Christian, or we believed in something else, or we believed in nothing but ourselves. And it's time for us to change that, fix that. That's the thing that needs to be fixed. Because we have grown up in a society of lies and deceit, and we have been told that it's okay. So now what we have in the White House is a liar. I think that I read someplace where he has told 10,000 lies in the last 2 years. It's unbelievable.
That's right.
I mean, this is unacceptable, but we accept it.
That's right.
This man is going to get elected again on a bunch of lies.
That's right.
That just goes to show how deteriorated and sick the society that we come from really is.
That's exactly right, Billy, man.
And the light of the Quran has come to save us from that. Because this is not the only generation that this kind of thing has happened in. We're just at the worst part of it so far.
That's right.
But as long as the future keeps coming and we still keep living, we're going to see the worst of it.
It sure is.
And so it's our responsibility, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us. I mean, we are chosen to be here in America. America is the most Islamic country on the planet Earth.
Sure is.
I have been around the world, and I have visited many so-called Muslim countries. None of them are as good as America. Look at these Mexicans. These Mexicans are coming by the thousands up from the south to escape oppression, to escape Christianity.
That's right.
To escape all the things that are evil in their world. Their young girls are not safe. They're being raped, and the children are being born into a world with a 13-year-old or 15-year-old or a teenage mother who doesn't know how to live herself.
Exactly.
And a man who she doesn't even know.
That's right.
It's our response. We're the only ones that have the light. So we have to turn that light on in our heart. We have to turn that light on in our soul. We have to turn that light on in our mind. And we have to start being courageous enough to make some changes and do things differently.
That's right.
When I used to be on the street making dawah, I talked to a lot of people. And the majority of them agreed that the Quran is real. It's a real book from Allah. Allah is a real God. The Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger. They believed all these things. But they said, I can't do that, man. Because my wife is a Christian.
That's right.
And she's not going to go for this. Because her mother
That's
and
right.
her grandmother and all of them have been Christians for the last 100 years. They would divorce me. I'll lose my kids. I'll lose my house. I'll lose everything that I've been working for.
Exactly.
I can't come to that. And so we, the Muslims, have to be strong, like the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was willing to lose everything. And I'm not telling you to make bad decisions and lose everything, because that's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants.
That's right.
But the change that we're looking for in our society begins with me. And we have to understand and accept that and start making small changes to not accept the unacceptable. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, and very, 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 very beautiful and well said. And crystal clear. Even a child or young adult could understand every word you said. All praise is due to Allah, the one creator of the heavens and the earth. So at this time, we want to bring on another guest because we want to give everybody an opportunity to share in this common sense teaching, this intelligent teaching of the reality of the creator that is the title of this beautiful program that comes on every Sunday at 12 o'clock. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, that's my son. Yes, thank you, thank you. Yes, the brother, beautiful discussion you're having here today, people. Letting you know who you are and what time it is. Yes, it's time for you to get together and speak of your relationship with your Creator, not with anyone else. And brother, just what he spoke, and I was thinking about faith. Where is that faith at? You have to have faith and believe that Allah is not going to allow us to be put in certain positions. If you choose to serve him instead of serving, this is our test here. And that's a weak excuse. Excuses is what we make it for continuing to be in a part of society and part of the law when you know right and you know it better.
That's right.
We're going to now have someone else, another guest who's been here for a little while listening in. Come on. And that number is 919-928-7723.
Could you give us your name? Hello, my name is Nebraska. I'm out of Raleigh, North Carolina. I was just listening. That's all. I didn't really have any comments. I was just listening to other guests make comments. However, the world has changed a lot with the leader of the country, with this Make America Great Again and the lies that he's telling, and he won't even show his taxes. There's just a lot going on. There's just a lot going on as far as the politics are concerned. Democrats still fighting. That's all. I just wanted to listen in to the other guests. Thank you for letting me share a little bit.
You're very welcome, and feel free anytime to come on. And this show, like the co-host always say, this is the show for every human being. It's not a show for religious people. This is a show for human beings that want to understand that their life goes beyond animal life, that we have a spiritual life inside of us, and that spiritual life inside of us makes us God-like. It makes us like our Creator. And you know the Creator is all good. He ain't some good and some bad. So if we're striving to be like our Creator, then I just read that in his last book of Revelation. He said you got to strive what? Towards all that's good. Because he's all good. And if you want to get to him, like the brother said, you can't be telling white lies. Let me just go in there for a moment. White, that brother was so, that was so beautiful. I'm so glad to have him as a guest. Because he teaches the same way I teach. We can't forget as a black people, a so-called African-American or Negro people, how we've been miseducated for over 5 centuries, 500 years in this country. We were stripped of our past history in Africa, and 70% of the African continent is Islam. It's Islamic. They're Muslims. And so 70% of the slaves that came over here on slave ship, they were Muslims, our ancestors. And I teach Africans this every time I see them, ma'am.
I want to excuse me, and I'm Shabazz, but Spouse, as though your phone is scraping against something, and a lot of swear-like stats that's coming through on my part, on my end. I don't know whether you have it.
I hear it.
All right. It's hard for me to hear with that noise that's coming through that static here. Is there any way you can correct that?
Is there any way I can do what?
Correct that. Is that on your end or on another end?
No, that's not on my end.
Oh, I see, yes. The reason why I ask is because it only happens when you come on. So I don't know why that is.
Well, you know, I don't know why, but, you know, even right now I cannot hear it.
Yes, it just stopped. Yes, it did. So, alhamdulillah for that. All right, my brother, my apologies for interrupting you, and you can continue now.
Yes, this is be brief, inshallah. As I was saying, in order for us as a people to understand the African-American so-called Negro, so-called black man, we and woman, we have to understand that we are a people that have been through a slavery like no other people in the history of humankind. And Allah, the Almighty Creator, say, and it's final revelations in the Quran, that when he sent a people to allow people to go through such a horrific slavery like that, is to make them leaders in faith. You see, people of suffering have his own mission in life. Suffering ain't supposed to make us want to get back at white people and treat them the way they treat us. Suffering is supposed to make us realize that once our Creator bring us out of that, we're going to try to show them how they supposed to live a godly life, not be like them. Two wrongs don't make a right. So you come up out of slavery and you imitating your slave master, your oppressor, you still in slavery. You're only out of slavery when you come up out of slavery and you separate from your evil slave master and establish in America your own identity. And that had happened one time before, as the co-hosts talk a lot. We have established around this country over the years, over the last 100 years, California was once all black. That was named after black men. Up in New York, Central Park was called Seneca Village. That was like being over in Africa. That was an African, whole African city, state-like. You know what I mean? A city, that park. So, you know, you have to, if you want to know the truth, you can't continue, as the brother said, brother and ma'am said, continue following these lies. Where have these lies got you? Like the brother said, every Sunday, you got churches on every corner in this country. In fact, if you got any schools in this country, if you got one school in a city, you probably got about, and this ain't exaggerating, about 35 or 40 churches on every corner, every block. And the cities continue to deteriorate. But hold it now. The Muslims, we've been given the revelations, the final revelations, that clears up all of the other revelations of the other prophets, that their people didn't follow. The Jews didn't follow Moses. The Christians didn't follow Jesus or Prophet Esau or Musa, their name, their real name, in their language. And so Allah sent his last prophet to confirm all of this truth in all of those prophets and messengers he sent before Prophet Muhammad, so the world wouldn't have no excuse to say we can't come together because we all got different religion and we all got different gods. No, Allah makes it clear in the Holy Quran. I'm going to say it in Arabic because I want to say it in Arabic, then I translate it in English. Allah says, "Kul hu Allah hu ahad, Allah hu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad." Say, He, the Creator, Allah, is one. He is eternal. He is absolute. He's self-sufficient. He begets him not no children, nor have he been begotten by any woman. and there is none and nothing that he created like unto him. This right here will bring people back to their good sense, and they will know that, you know, we ain't no human being, no God. Your cars and your material things ain't no gods. Your wife, your husband, your children ain't no gods. Ain't but one creator. And that creator created all the ones you worship as false gods. So I want to say that we as a people, the African-American people, it ain't got nothing to do with our skin color. It's got something to do with the lies, the brother said, that's been told on black people, especially ever since we've been in this country. They stripped us of our most of our true religion, the blacks, that was Islam, and they beat us, they castrated us, they put fear in us to even try to practice Islam. That same fear is being practiced by the Chinese on the Muslims right now. They can't even practice their faith over in China. Do they kill them? They put them in concentration camp, prison. During this last month of Ramadan, they told them that they don't go fast. They got to break their fast with wine, liquor, alcohol, and pork. That's forbidden. That's oppression. Right now today, slavery ain't going nowhere. It's just in a different form. It's slavery, slavery. So that, and Allah says in the Quran, this slavery that blacks are experiencing and Muslims, it's worse than killing. It's just killing a person outright. You kill them outright, they can't suffer no more. But that continual suffering, that's the worst of suffering. And a man by the name of Willie Lynch came from the West Indies, and he came to America about 300 years ago and taught all of these so-called white slave masters how to keep black America and blacks around the world in slavery as long as they exist on the planet Earth. And it's still working today because the slavery he taught them to enslave the people of blacks with, he said, y'all killing up the slaves, y'all using them, then y'all killing them, and y'all gonna cut your profit because you kill too many of them, you ain't gonna have nobody to work for you no more. So he said, rather than killing them, just teach them lies, you know, when that they will think that all white people are good, and that God is white, and that all that's white is good, and all that's bad is black. And they will begin to worship y'all as gods, and then create a religion for them that makes God white, and which gonna make y'all white, and even give God a son, a white son. He gonna look just like y'all, and then they gonna start worshiping y'all. And that false God son y'all didn't give them rather than the true one God they was worshiping Allah when we brought them over here from Africa in their own faith and way of life, which is Islam. So that was he was successful. And so blacks today, even the black African-American Muslim, they still want to get the approval of the white man. They want to be like the white man. Huh? They want to be, even though Donald Trump is up there and he's a liar, they still want to be like, not only him, they want to be like white America. When Donald Trump said we want to make America great again, he's saying we want to make America white again. And all the other people in America be our slaves. Huh? So that brother brought out a valid point there. And with that said, I want to read something to you all that it won't take long, and it's very important. It's something that I shared with y'all in the past, but it never is not a day that this shouldn't be reminded of. It's called the Day of Judgment, Justice and Judgment. And I say here that Allah say in his book, the Quran, this day of final judgment and justice, that the brother was talking about our body parts will speak against us if we disobey our Creator, is very near, Allah say. I say, if you're Muslim, I say, people of this world, your Creator, our Creator, Allah, created us with a certain purpose, and this purpose is to be tested. I say, Allah, our Creator, has given us a limited amount of freedom of choice. This means that each individual or person is responsible and accountable for their own conduct and actions. I say, people, freedom is in righteousness. And the last prophet of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, said righteousness is good morality. I say people, I say Muslim people of this world, this is the only hope that we have to save ourselves from the evil of this world. I said most people in religion are self-deceived, beginning with Islam. Because why? They play false with faith in Allah. This is what I mean. They will have faith if all goes well. But when most of them are tried and tested by Allah, they do not call on Allah with sincere faith. As soon as Allah relieves their suffering, they give praise and thanks and worship to people and things other than their true creator, Allah. Until you Muslim and you people of this world stop this kind of false so-called faith, you will remain spiritually dead. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum, my friend. Y'all listening to the Sunday broadcast of the man to teach about the reality of a creator. Thank you for joining us this Sunday. Join us every Sunday, and again, I continue to remind you to remind others to join in too. I was reading a Surah 3 at the meeting, and I came across this really started me thinking. Whenever we talk about thousands of years ago, and other rules in other countries. Excuse me. I have the dogs. Every now and then I have a tendency to cough, so I hope I'm not coughing. Really much challenges, but anyway, we talk about Babylon, Egypt, and Rome, and their destruction, and about Pharaoh. And that reminds me of the time we're living in, because that is what we are dealing with today. All of these nations are in one here in America today. We are global, and we have the evil of all the nations here. And this is where the judgment is. And people, it says here, many were the ways of life that have passed away before you. Travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who rejected truth. This is a plain statement to men, a guidance and instruction to those who fear Allah. So if you see, excuse me, another history of these nations and their destruction, we would fear to do and follow in their footsteps and live the type of life they live to bring upon us the punishment that Allah brought on them for disbelieving and disobeying and taking out other gods besides them. We have so many signs that are given to us, yet we ignore them. But we must know, we keep saying, these are the last days. So they're the last days, so what are you going to do about it? What do you mean by the last days? What's supposed to be happening in the last days? I don't see you shaking in your boots and worrying and being concerned about what your life is going to be like, what your wealth is like, what's going on, and what's going to happen in the last days. You've heard what's supposed to happen in the last days. You've heard that you say that Jesus is coming back in the last days. You said that they're going to be judged. But yet, you keep on going more and more into the evil and wrong of this world and more destruction of self and others. Something is wrong with the mentality, that way of thinking. It's a really rich mentality that's gotten you so that you can't even see straight, you can't see clearly anymore. So people, please, wake up and listen to the brothers. Listen, hear them. Hear what they're teaching you. Hear these imams. They're working hard to reach you. They're like prophets were. They're out you the word of Allah, teaching you the truth, bringing you back to right, calling you back to the right. Hear them and obey before it's too late for you. When that day does come, it's going to be too late. And now I'll get to you again. We was calling the brother from Georgia again, Imam Shaheed, Imam, excuse me, brother, Imam Muhammad from Georgia. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. We only have a few more minutes left.
Yes, we have about 15, about 14 minutes left.
Yeah. I don't want to open up a new topic, but we have a lot of work to do, and it's not too much for us to do. We can do it, and we must do it. People are suffering, and they need to hear programs like this. They need to hear different people's opinions and perspectives. I know that most people are disgusted with the way things are and they don't know what to do about it. But what the Muslims do and should do is to do what Allah says. And Allah has few years, well, it's been quite a long time now, but a few years back, I was taught that every disease, every sickness that can afflict mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has anticipated that and put a cure on earth for man to discover. And the discoveries that man makes about this universe that we live in are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah shows the secrets of this universe that we live in that He has put there for us to solve every situation that we have, that we can imagine. Many things we haven't even imagined yet that will happen.
That's right.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the wisdom and the guidance in the Quran for us.
Yes,
we need to start understanding what the Quran says about the different afflictions and diseases in the world today.
That's right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about bullying, racism, poverty, all of the major diseases of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already put a cure in the book for us.
That's
no
right.
Other book can say this. If we look, just look at the scientific evidence that exists. I met a man one time who was an Egyptian from Cairo, who went to the University of Indiana to study medicine. And while he was there, the embryology director of the Department of Embryology that he studied in, he was a rich Egyptian, and he flew this PhD professor back to Egypt to Al-Azhar University, who sat him down with the scholars that were there to explain to him the embryological aspects of a nutfa. This is the beginning of life.
Mm-hmm.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place. When these scholars explained to him what this meant, the alaka, the nutfa, he said, well, these are the missing understandings that we didn't have to show the process of life from a sperm drop to a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that system is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathes into that embryo of his ruh, his spirit, his soul.
Yes.
And that baby is born inside the mother. Now, today, we look in the news and we see how women, I live in Georgia. Georgia is becoming the Hollywood, the second Hollywood of America.
That's correct.
But they're trying to derail that because they're saying that women have a right to an abortion after the baby is alive. How can a woman expect that she has a right to end a life because she didn't want it? And she's saying, this is my right. I have a right to have an abortion whenever I want. And a lot of weak people 50 years ago, or however long it was when they had the that abortion law was passed.
Exactly.
I mean, I always thought that a woman had complete control of her body all along. All she had to do was cross her legs and say, get out of here, I ain't doing this.
That's right.
And that's the end of it.
That's right.
Unless he wants to do violence to her. And so we're not looking at that. We're looking at that she has a right to just murder a child.
Exactly.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has approved of and given permission to live. I mean, this is a sad state of affairs that we're living in. And the only
That's
ones
correct.
Who have the light of understanding that can take us out of that ignorant beliefs, that system that we are part of, is the Muslim. We have the
That's
Holy
correct.
Quran.
That's
the Quran
right.
is
true
newer.
Muslims.
And this Quran is for all mankind.
Correct.
But it's in Arabic. And it's been translated
yes.
into many different languages.
That's right.
And we can understand it in our language.
Yes, we can.
We have to believe that this is from Allah, and we have to act accordingly and please Allah.
That's right.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. We have what, sister?
Yes, well, we have about 3 minutes left in our Shabbat. So,
okay. Go on. You said we have 3 minutes left. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll get prayer in. I just want to make a comment on what the brother just said. That was very beautiful. We're living in a society, a world society, but let's start at home. Charity starts at home and spread abroad. Not too long ago, too, brother, they passed the right for men to marry men and women to marry women, gay and lesbian rights. A law destroyed generations in the past for passing rights like that. During the time of his prophet, Luke, a lot. Peace be upon him. The prophet even told the men, said, listen, Allah, our God, our creator, created women for you, not men. And they even told him, we don't care what you say, God say, we want to be with men. We don't want no women. He said, I'll even give y'all, get y'all some women. You know, they said, well and good. We don't want no women. We want men. We're living in a world society just like that today. Over half the population, just in America, but it's around the world, over half the population now is women in relationships with women, intimate, and men in relation, males in relationship with other males. They're males and females. They're not men and women. And like the brother said, Allah said in the Quran, don't kill your children for fear of what? He said, I provide for you and for your child. And we came through some hard times coming up. And I used to always wonder about abortions myself until Islam cleared that up before Islam. I just didn't think that was right, you know, because Allah said in the Quran, I'm the giver of life and I'm the taker of life. Okay? So what the brother and ma'am was saying is very, very important, because if you're going to straighten out the ills that we are plagued with, that's almost destroyed, then destroyed the human race now. You got to stop thinking of this world's worth thinking. This world's worth thinking, Allah says, none but lies and guessing at the truth. Not knowing the truth, but guessing at the truth. That's what most Muslims are doing now, guessing at the truth. That's why they ain't able to solve the problems of America, the evil of America, and the world. So with that now said, we'll set play out. I guess with the next minute we got, we say, oh Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all lords, the king of all kings, the ruler of all rulers. You and you alone, Allah, have all power. Your creation, Allah, have no power. Oh, Allah, bless us, the true Muslims, the true believers in you, in Islam, in your whole truth, in your final revelation for all humankind, the Quran. Bless people to understand that the only hope of we are saving ourselves and our families from this evil war. You put us here in order to test our faith in you. Bless us to understand that only what we're going to be able to do it is, like we've been saying throughout the program, is through your final revelation in the Holy Quran. So I invite you all to come back to real human life and come away from the immorality of these governments throughout the world. The United Nations is here in the United States of America. All the nations in the world get together in New York City and plot and plan how they're going to destroy the majority of poor people, the majority of people in their society, and have a world society of a few rich people around here acting like they're some god. Okay? This is a plan of evil. But never can evil defeat the plan of the Creator. Study history and you will see the truth and righteousness of Allah always prevail over all evil.
Thank you for joining us. We want to ask you to join us again this time next Sunday. And we see that our Imam Cousin has joined us also. Thank you, as usual, for his wonderful support. And I want you to know that we do recognize him. I still like him.
Bob has promised us that he'd always send the light. One who would forbid the wrong. One who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do. But something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only
stronger each day.